Chinese New Year. If you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 6 this morning. All right, Matthew chapter 6. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly I say to you that they have their reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body, so then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow, is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You have little faith. Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Amen. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we I just come before you today and so grateful, Lord, that we're able to gather and seek your face, Lord. We come to you in humility and in weakness, Lord. We recognize we can't do this on our own, and we need you, Lord. So, Lord, we just come today to seek after your strength, Lord, that your strength would be prevalent in our lives, God. So would you come and just speak to us, Lord. Speak to us and touch our hearts, Lord. We thank you, and we just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So in this chapter, you could break it down into two sections. You could say the first majority of the portion is talking about our heart. And then in the second, it kind of reveals God's heart. In reference to our heart, it's in reference specifically to spiritual disciplines. Namely, giving, and then praying, and then fasting. And in all of them, it talks about the motive, right? So when it's giving, it's saying, don't give to be seen. And then when it's talking about praying, don't pray to be heard. And when you're fasting, also don't fast to be seen. And in all of these, it refers to don't be like the hypocrites do, which they're doing for the attention of others. So even with in regards to giving, I think most of us would say we don't give to be seen, right? Like as in, I don't know, you might write a big check to give, and you're not going to like hold it up to everyone or make a declaration, oh, I'm giving so much, and then you give. Because I think we have enough, I guess, EQ to realize, oh, that's not going to look good. So we're not going to do that. I think the way we do it would be much more subtle. So even like if you take it too literal, then you'll do the opposite, which is also missing the point, which is, you know, it's saying, well, you should give in secret. So then what would that look like? And I've seen this sometimes, and it's not a big deal, but what you would do is like, you know, you put your hand in to your check or your wallet, and you like scrunch it up really tight in your hand so no one can see, you know, what color or whatever. Can't even see. They don't have no idea. And then you like stuff it into the bottom of the offering bag, and then you let go, and then you take it out, right? And please don't do that, because the finance team really doesn't enjoy uncrumpling notes and checks. But again, I would submit to you that even by doing that, so no one can see it, you're already missing the point too. The point is not about have people seeing it. It's not even really about people not seeing it. The point is, it's you're doing this offering to God, which is an act of worship, and it is an act of, like it's a response to the gratefulness that God has provided for you, right? So as you give, that's what should be going through your head, right? Through, I guess, prayer and just ministering to the God, and then just give. So don't make it about seen or not seen, right? And that goes the same with prayer as well, right? And again, I'm just going to look to verse 7 as example. And it says, when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Meaningless repetition. So again, I think our church, generally, we don't have a problem where people really want to pray out loud and to be heard. Right? I mean, I think many, especially if you're in house church or if you're a house church leader, you do a prayer and usually, or you do like a group prayer and usually it's the house church leaders who end up praying. And then it can be quiet often. So again, that's not the issue. And usually if people have to pray, where I could see this repetition is because people, not so much to be heard, but they want to make their prayers long, right? So then it seems like, because I don't know why, it's like almost, if it's too short, your prayer, even though it's full of sincerity, it feels like it's not enough because everyone else is praying so long. So you do lots of repetition, right? And so I think our way is not to show off. It's our way of using meaningless repetition is so that we don't look so bad, right? So that's not what it's about, right? At the end of the day, it's about the sincerity of your heart that you offer to God, right? And another meaningless repetition would be, I don't know if this is necessarily a bad thing, but just observation, is we use Father God so much in our prayers. What I mean is, we'll say like, oh, Father, or in Jesus, and we'll go, Father God, I just want to, Father God, Jesus, I want to thank you for Jesus, thank you, Father God, blah, 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 blah. Which is kind of funny, unless that's how you actually talk, right? So if you talk to me and Nate, and you're like, hey, Nate, I just want to ask you, can Nate, then I'll be like, okay, that's how they normally communicate. But it's kind of funny if that's not how you normally communicate, why that would be, I guess, your speech when you pray to God, right? Is it a filler? Is it a fill-in word? Kind of like, but now you're using Father God, Jesus, which I would say that's kind of almost like using God's name in vain a little. So the reason I bring this up is because, especially at SP, we talk about, supernaturally natural. Like as in, you know, we have this supernatural relationship with God, but it's normal, it's natural, right? So, and we talk about the relationship aspect. So when we pray, it should be like the way, I guess, when you're praying to Father God in heaven, it should be similar in the way you talk to your earthly father as well. And then, of course, with fasting, we've already talked about it as well. You know, don't do it. Let your motive be correct, which is the reason you fast is because you need God. So having the motive is very important. And how can we counter that bad motive is, first, we should not see praying or fasting or even serving as something so grand, like it's a superpower, right? Like superpower that people have, or not just for ourselves, but even the way we view others, right? Like, oh, that person, look how long they pray, and their vocabulary is so grand, and the symbolism and metaphors they use, right? Don't think so highly of it. I think where you can think highly of it is if it's, oh, I would say like where you're like kind of, not coveting it, but you're like, wow, that's a really, is if it really reveals God's heart, right? Like you, as people pray, and through their prayer, because they don't care about what other people think, or not think, and it reveals the intimacy that they have, right? And I think when that happens, oh wow, well, that's for me anyway, like, oh wow, basically it comes like, oh, they have a really intimate relationship with God, I want that, right? And I think when that's the result, where it moves you to want to pray more or to draw close to God, I think that's a good thing. And the reason you don't view it as a superpower or think of it so grand. It's really these spiritual disciplines of fasting, giving, praying. It's a representation of your weakness. You pray because you can't do it, right? Basically, you're at your wit's end, and you say to God, God, I need you, Lord. And then you say, Lord, I need you. You're good. You're faithful. You're my provider. I need you. Fasting, same thing, right? And even giving. Giving is not a sign of your wealth, but it's a sign of your lack of wealth. Because what you're really saying is, Lord, like, you know, I don't have anything. Everything I have is actually yours. So now I just give back a little bit. And if you have that mindset, then hopefully you won't get so proud and haughty and feel the ownership. Because it's all about the sincerity in which you offer these things, right? Don't be a hypocrite. Don't do it to be seen, to be popular, to gain praise. But it's about sincerity in the way you do it. So that's our heart that we have. And the reason we can have this heart, right, is because of God's amazing heart. And starting at verse 25, this is one of the provision verses, right, where it talks about how God is our provider and you don't have to worry, and he takes cares of you know, the birds and birds, right? Yes, the birds and Solomon. Of course, he's going to take care of you. Of course, so you don't have to worry. That, along with Jeremiah 29:11, where then you're pretty much set. Jeremiah 29:11 talks about the plans and future, and then this. These few verses talks about your needs, right? Your basic needs of living, a roof over your head, clothes to wear, food. And it says basically at the end, so don't worry. If you don't worry, you don't even have to worry about the next day. Just take care of today. And this, if you can really embrace and believe this, then let me ask you, what do you actually have to worry about in life? What will you be stressing over? Whether you're a student, whether you're working or not working, same reality, which is God is taking care of your future as well as your immediate needs. And I remember I asked Pastor Sam this, because that, to me, this, if it's true, is life-changing, or it's crazy. So I remember I asked him, is this true, Pastor Sam? Are you saying that even in the third world in Africa, right, where there's like nothing, people are starving, are you telling me that if they give their life to you, that means they'll be taken care of, right? And he said, yes. I was like, what? And he's like, yes, I believe that even, like, God is supernatural. He's not just, you know, some figment of it. He's real and active. And if they believe, I believe that God will supernaturally provide for them. That blew my mind. I was like, really? Really? And then, but over time, you hear many stories of, like, you know, orphanages in China, and they have no food, so they pray, and then, you know, a knock on the door, and a bag of rice for everyone shows up. Something like that. Like, literally, they're giving thanks to the food that they don't have, and then the food comes. Crazy stories like that. So anyway, So I was in a situation very similar. I mean, not to that level, but because the Bible also says, of all, like, with this, you can test me. Like, usually you're not supposed to test God. Like, God, if you're real, you know, then give me this. If you're really real, do this for me. But it says in terms of, like, your provision, that God is the provider of basic needs, you can test him. So I was in this situation. I think I was maybe studying here, studying art school here in Hong Kong, and or maybe I hadn't started yet. But anyway, I had no money. So I went to the ATM, and I tried to take out, like, you know, 500, 100, couldn't take out money. So then I went to the, I was like, oh shoot, that means I'm under $100. And then I went to take out money at the teller in person. I was like, just take everything out of my account. And then they're like, oh, I'm sorry, sir, but the service charge is more than you have in your account. I was like, what? So I don't know what, either it's a really high service charge or my account was very little. Either way, I had basically couldn't take out any money. And then I remembered this verse, and Pastor Sam said, oh, if you really believe and trust in him, he'll take care of you. I was like, okay. So I didn't tell anybody about my financial needs at all. I didn't tell a single person. And I basically went to God. I prayed, God, it says this, right, that you'll take care of me even more so than the birds. So would you come and take care of me? And that Sunday, really uncanny, Pastor Sam comes up to me. And he goes, like, you know, Pastor Sam. He's like, hey, here. It's like, well, what? And he's like, yeah, basically. Well, he didn't even say, oh, God told me to give this to you. He just went, here. I was like, well, what? And basically, he had, he inside was money. It was, this is okay to share. It was $2,000. I was like, what? Basically, in that time I had prayed, God came and answered through Pastor Sam. And I don't know if I should share this, but then someone stole it at church. I know, crazy. So that, basically I had it in my Bible. I put it down. And then, you know, you come in for ministry time, you socialize, I came back, and the money was gone. And then Pastor Sam, he wrote me a check this time. So hopefully that $2,000, whoever it took, it still blessed them, because I'm sure they needed it as well. But all to say, from that experience, I realized, oh my gosh, God is well, that's already my first mind-blowing, was that God is real, because that was part of my testimony. But two is that God is my provider. And at that point, I think from that point to even now, I've never stressed about my finances. But it goes even beyond finances. I've never even really stressed about my life. And God has led me every single step, faithfully providing, and granted that I just seek after him. The verse ends with, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And as I've sought him, you know, with sincerity, not caring what other people think, he's provided for me every step of the way. And it's hard sometimes, especially because I'm married to someone who's in finance, and she does risk management. So she, like, assesses the situation and sees if I guess it's a good investment, something like that. So she's such a planner. She's like looking in the future. But for me, I take this literal of, just focus on today and not tomorrow. So sometimes we'll get into, I don't want to say arguments, but into talks. And I always have to say, or even like when we got married, when I proposed, she's like, what's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? And then I try to come up with one, but it feels so like made up. And in the end, I just say to Janie, I say, Janie, you know, God's always been faithful to me. He's provided to me every single day. Even for me, being standing here right now, I could have never dreamed it up. I said, this plan has been working for me, and I believe it's God's plan. I can't just change it right now. Right? So, let's pray. And as we pray and worship, let's just go back to when we first got saved. That moment when we first realized that God is real, that we have a Father who loves us immensely, who has a plan for us, who takes care of our every needs. And from that experience and revelation, try to recall, what was your response, right? What was going on in your heart? Because I believe for many of us, you know, our response was very simple, which was to, you know, serve. When we gave and did our offering, it was with such joy. When we prayed, it wasn't about, oh, I need to do this long. Or, you know, even reading the Bible wasn't about, oh, I haven't read the Bible today. You just did it, right, out of the response of His goodness, right? And I think sometimes we forget that it's a response. Sometimes we think we are the ones who initiate, and by doing it, we're going to earn something. But no, God initiated. God already loves you and wants to provide for you and wants the best plan for you in your life. And He doesn't want you to stress or worry. That's not from God. So let's just go back to that place where, you know, our relationship with God and everything was so simple. It was just a simple response.
My heart will sing, how I love. Come with my broken song to you, the perfect one, to worship you in spirit and truth. Give me a childlike heart. Lead me to where you are. I'm coming back to my first love. Only
Yes, Lord, we just thank you that you would reveal yourself to us as not just as a father who loves us, but also a father who provides for us. And because of that provision, Lord, we are just so free to seek after you without worry or stress, Lord. And we can just pursue you wholeheartedly. As you tell us, seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. So, Lord, we just help us to receive this truth as our lover and also as our provider, God. If we are lacking in faith and believing this, Lord, help us, reveal it to us, even through our circumstances, of your incredible love and provision for us, God. And through that, we can respond by just seeking after you wholeheartedly and with sincerity. Thank you. Let's pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to our prayers today. Let's cover our community. Let's cover those who are loved ones and church community members who are going through cancer, as well as their recovery process from chemo and radiation therapy. Let's also cover friends and family members who are dealing with illness, but also in need of the revelation of who God is and their salvation. Let's pray for healing and that God would use these circumstances to reveal Himself to them. Let's also cover those with infirmities as well. If you can't see the screen, just anyone, friends and family and loved ones in your community, you can just cover. Slide. Let's pray for provision, for doors to open, for the people listed, that even in this time where they could really just rest, but as well as seek after God. Thursday prayers. Let's cover missions. Let's cover Cambodia and Grace, our missionary with Bloom in Phnom Penh. And let's pray for Peace Sophia in Japan. Let's pray that just being, especially being missionaries on their own there, that they would really have community as well as feel the love and community from Hong Kong as well. Let's lift up IP Well Cascade. Let's pray for his anointing and protection, for humility as they pray, and for discernment as well. Let's pray for Alpha. Pray for God's direction on volunteer and guest recruitment in the new season of Alpha. Starts Feb 27. And for God's wisdom for the core Alpha leaders, just to prepare for this upcoming season. Let's cover the education ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, and SPU. Let's cover our Thursday outreach teams, SP Lights, as well as Homie Outreach. Finally, let's lift up the house churches tonight. Let's pray for Robin Hood House Church, Elements House Church, and Olympic House Church. Let's pray for in that time that they could experience God and that there'd be so much intimacy with each other and vulnerability. Yes, Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day and Chinese New Year, a time where we can rest and spend it with people we love, Lord. We just thank you and appreciate just everything that you've blessed us with, whether it be our jobs, our family, our health, this church, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we recognize the blessing that you have given us, Lord. Just be with us this day, Lord, as we face the day. Let it be not with worry or stress, but with freedom, Lord, knowing that you've taken care of everything, God, and that we can just respond by loving others unconditionally and being an encouragement and a light in this world. We thank you and just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a great day and feel free to continue to seek after the Lord.